coming from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. State Representative Joseph Pavlov is backing the Joshua Conant Act, a pair of bills that would require statewide training for unlicensed bouncers and security staff at Michigan establishments with liquor licenses. The legislation now before the House Regulatory Reform Committee focuses on preventing positional asphyxia using safe restraint techniques and knowing when to seek medical help, with the goal of reducing in-custody deaths and closing gaps left by varying local ordinances. And Itasca County Commissioner Bill Lutz reported that the information from the Itasca Road Commission that only the Michigan Department of Transportation could approve rumble strips and flashing solar lights and stop signs is not accurate. Lutz had an opportunity to talk directly to an MDOT agent. Lutz said that he learned that the MDOT only controls state roads and not county roads, so there could be rumble strips and or flashing red solar lights on stop signs at intersections. During a recent county meeting, it was noted that there are some bad intersections in the county where vehicle crashes keep occurring. They are the intersections of Deckerville and Herd's Corner, Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, and M15 and Brooch Road, Run Road, and Irish Road, because Billy Putman had three family members killed and three others badly injured at the intersection of Deckerville and Herd's Corner Roads when a semi-truck ran a stop sign. He did some research on the cost of adding additional warnings on bad intersections. Putman estimated it would cost $29,400 or less to have rumble strips or flashing solar lights at intersections in the county where crashes regularly occur. And the Human Development Commission has been awarded $850,000 in state grants to provide residential lead hazard control services across Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, Lapeer, and Bay counties. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced the multi-county grant as part of more than $8 million in statewide funding aimed at protecting families from lead exposure in their homes. The Thumb Region allocation ranks among the larger awards distributed to communities across Michigan, trailing only metropolitan areas such as Detroit, Battle Creek, and Muskegon. Eligible households with at least one Medicaid-enrolled resident can receive lead inspection, risk assessment, permanent removal or encapsulation of lead-based paint, removal of pre-2014 plumbing fixtures containing lead, soil remediation, and temporary relocation during abatement work. The funding provided through Michigan's Children's Health Insurance Program must be used by September 30th, 2026. MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hurdle said the initiative targets vulnerable populations to reduce health risks associated with lead contamination in residential properties. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a training flight over a U.S. lake ended in an accident when a plane carrying a student pilot and instructor went down, triggering an ongoing search and rescue effort by the Coast Guard and local agencies that are using sonar and boats to locate the aircraft and determine the fate of those on board. Looking at our international news, Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has begun serving a 27-year prison sentence after exhausting appeals over his conviction in a coup plot case, with authorities saying he will initially be held at a police facility in Brasilia as his legal team continues to challenge aspects of the proceedings in court and in public statements. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.